stores, you know. Days has the best in home appliances, so when you're shopping, shop at Days. And now, violence in the streets.
This is the NCN Tape Recorder Network.
Much violence, don't you?
Oh, what?
My eye! It's been shot out!
Violence in the streets. Produced and directed by Harold Hudson Hughes.
Get away! Get away! Get away!
Hey, man. Oh, God damn you!
Filmed in CinemaColor, Evercolor, and Panavision.
Now listen, don't come any closer. Don't come any closer.
Screenplay by Jason Edwards.
Listen, don't do this to me. My face.
Directed by Walter Friedkin.
Don't come any closer. I'm gonna kill you. Get away!
We have a warrant for your arrest, Mr. Jones.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. We suspect you of killing a youth.
Get away.
A youth in our streets. A youth who innocently befriended you.
Go to hell, bastard.
You might say it's self-defense, but we say it's murder. Come on.
If you insist, gentlemen. If you insist.
Very simple, officer. I was talking about... Oh, I thought violence was unnecessary, and these thugs came up to me and started knifing me, and you could see by the blood in my stomach that I really had a bad time. So why the hell do you pick me up? Why don't you pick them up? They're the ones that escaped. You know, I don't think there's anything fair in this world. There's nothing fair anymore. No supreme democracy.
The facts are very simple. Three boys came up to you. One of them is dead now. You are not. Killed him, didn't you? Admit it.
No, it was made to look. It's a frame-up, I tell you. It's a frame-up. And I want you to speak to my boss, Walter Cook.
I think you're a sadistical killer. I think that under the guise of a proponent of,
listen, mister,
of peace, you are a violent fanatic.
Listen,
I hated your kind for all my life.
You
kind of killer.
You don't
in the streets.
You don't assign me to kill people. You just turn me loose.
Lock him up, Howard.
Come on, Seal.
But please, before you lock me up, see Walter Cook, my boss.
Yes, I'm Walter Cook. What do you want?
You understand, Mr. Cook.
I'm Walter Cook. What do you want?
You understand your employee has been accused of murder.
I understand, but my employee couldn't be accused of why Bill's the most sensible man I've ever met.
We're sorry to shake your confidence in him, sir. It's a pity.
Really?
Yes.
It's a pity. Why is it a pity?
Because he killed an innocent boy yesterday.
What do you do with that knife?
Well, I just said he was innocent. Why? Is there anything wrong with that?
Admit he killed an innocent boy yesterday. You know it, don't you?
No, he didn't. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the evidence is there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have to listen to me.
No, I don't know what you're...
Put him in one of his own convenient coffins, Howard. Walter B. Cook Funeral Homes Incorporated.
Yes, this is the operator. What would you like to do? Would you like to speak to? Who? The police chief? I put you through. Hello, Howard?
Yes.
I hear you've been killing more people. Now stop this.
Listen to me. You want the case proved against John Williams, don't you?
What did you say?
I mean to get the case proved. I mean to get him convicted.
But it's all wrong. It's... I'm sorry. Your call has been disconnected.
As the mayor of this city, Howard, I must tell you that as police chief, you're doing a very bad job.
I might be doing a bad job, but I'm doing a better job than my predecessor was doing, and there's a man in prison which I think deserves the capital punishment. I'm referring to John Williams.
But, Howard, you don't just convict a man. You have this obsession with killing. It's like you're a trigger-happy cop.
I have not killed anyone without due cause, you know that, or else I would be unbars.
And that night...
This man is due for the electric chair.
And that night, in the mayor's bedroom, he's sleeping quietly when Howard, the police chief, sneaks into his room with a silencer on a gun.
Mayor? Mayor?
Yes? What is it? What is it?
Don't make a sound.
Get away.
Mayor.
You don't know what
you're
doing.
Don't make a sound.
Howard,
I have your paper. The paper is for the death of John Williams. Sign it.
No.
Sign it, Mayor, or sign it in your blood.
No, I refuse to.
Well, the forger would just have to stand on his own. But at last I can convict Mr. Williams.
Mr. Williams, what is the use of doing it, Howard?
He was a killer, and killers must be dealt with.
Howard, can't you understand that being a trigger-happy cop is not the only thing this world has to offer?
Listen, Conscience, I can do without your advice.
But Howard,
I've gone without you for my entire life.
Howard.
Quiet.
Don't you see? Don't you see?
Quiet.
Okay, Howard. If that's the way you want it, if that's the way, then that will be the way for years and years to come. For life everlasting for the world. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Guards, lead him up to the electric chair.
Howard,
this particular snuff law will get what he deserves.
Howard, you don't know what you're doing. Howard, listen to me. Listen to me, Howard. Howard, please.
Will we have to use force, Mr. Williams? Will we have to? Get up there. Come on. You're making me nervous.
You can't kill him, Howard. You don't know what's quietly. Doing.
I have the authority.
But you didn't even convict him in a court, Howard.
I have the power.
You didn't even convict him in a court.
Look at this. In my hand, it's the mayor's signed certificate. This gives me the authority.
We have to check
it's
out
It's as good as a court.
After all, we haven't
no,
seen the mayor
the
at
mayor
all today.
The mayor signed it last night.
Where is the mayor to confer this?
He's in his office. We haven't got time. He's to be executed by the mayor's order at 11:45. We have 3 minutes. Come on now. Come on, man. Do you wish to see yourself demoted to Buck Private?
I don't know whether you should do this, Howard. The mayor's killed him. Didn't kill the Puerto Rican. The Puerto Rican asked for it with only self-defense.
Lead him up.
Self-defense?
Lead him up.
Come on, John. Don't please, I'm innocent. I'm innocent, I tell you. Howard.
Be seated,
please.
John Williams.
Howard.
Sit down.
Howard, please. Completely.
Sit down, Mr. Williams. I have the authority. Sit down.
You can't do this.
Death in 10 seconds. 9, 8.
How easy is it?
7.
Stop the countdown.
6.
Stop the countdown.
5.
Stop the countdown.
4.
Stop the countdown. Quick,
down.
No!
Two.
No, I'm the mayor, and Howard shot me! Howard shot me! John's innocent!
Kill him, now!
I threw him into the electric chair. It was me who threw Howard into the electric chair because...
You killed my son. That was... The boy you killed on the street was my son! You killed twice, John. You'll never be able to forget.
Copyright 1971 by Alan Saley Productions.
John Williams, Apar Jones.
Howard, Alan Saley.
Mayor, Christian Daugherty.
Copyright 1971 by Alan Saley Productions.
NCN presentation.
Playhouse 24 has been an NCM presentation. Thank you for joining us this evening, and come back next time for another thrilling episode of Playhouse 24.